The Astros scored a whole lot of runs, except for Sunday. Sunday, they didn't score a lot of runs, but they scored a lot of runs on Friday and Saturday, but they didn't score a lot of runs on Sunday. So that means they didn't get a win on Sunday. But we'll talk about this and more on today's Locked On Astros podcast.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talks Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, what a weekend. I don't care what happened in Sunday's game. This was an amazing weekend. The Astros scored a lot of runs. We saw a lot of good things. And I'm sure even solely over at the Lockdown MLB podcast, we'll have some great things to say about us because it was the Astros scored some runs and they took care of business. And I know the A's, they're kind of keeping pace with the Houston Astros. In fact, they actually lost. So the Astros are actually 3.5 games ahead of the A's right now. So I wonder what Sully would think about that. But go check him out over at the Lockdown MLB podcast. And he is on YouTube now, just like we are. So continue to subscribe to Lockdown Astros podcast. And we will reward you for subscribing to the Lockdown Astros podcast. We'll talk to you about that in a second. But don't forget to listen to us on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, listen to the Lockdown Astros podcast. So what a weekend. I know that Jose Altuve got the Heart and Hustle Award for the Houston Astros. That was awesome. I mean, I know this was something that was not really a big surprise, but overall it was still cool for him to see it. And Gary Pettis was the guy who presented it to him. So that was a cool situation there. And Lance McCullers and all the pitchers, all the starters for the Astros in this series, They really meant business. And what we saw was the bullpen surprisingly kind of falter a little bit. And that's not to be surprised. I know we saw them kind of struggle a little bit in the Royal series, but they were very well rested going into Sunday's game. And Kendall Graveman, this was the first time we've seen him struggle. And then Presley and Stanek, they both left pitches right down the middle. Any major league hitter is going to get those pitches.
Yeah, and I mean, that's going to happen. These guys absolutely can't be perfect. And relief pitchers, much like field goal kickers in football, everything is judged on what few minutes they are, you know, on the field. And Presley, when he gave up that home run, he knew right away it was gone. And he yelled. They said people that were at the game told me that he was cussing all the way into the dugout. And after the game, we'll talk about his comments. I'm sure we've got some of those. But the relief pitchers know that they dropped the ball there. I did hear some people saying, oh, well, those umpires this and those umpires that. But let me say this. This team is good enough. This team is talented enough that if we're waiting on an umpire to change a game for us, then we don't deserve to win those games. And the Mariners just did a better job today. They, in the extra innings, they scored the runs. We had an opportunity. We could have won this game. So this is a very winnable game. We won the series. There's a lot more positives than negative. Like you said, you and I went to the Friday and Saturday game, and we should have gone today. maybe we should have gone today. I believe it was Alex that told me. He was like, "You are going Sunday. Please tell me you got to keep it going." And I couldn't make it. Obligations, family, basketball, all that important stuff. So,
speaking of tickets, okay, guys, stick around. We are going to be giving away in the third segment. We're going to be giving away tickets to tomorrow's game. And I'm going to go ahead and pimp this out right now. Hey, guys, we didn't want to just reward the people who listen to the YouTube right now live, but we want to go ahead and also give an opportunity to the people who listen to audio version. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer tickets to Tuesday's game. And we also got a whole bunch. We got four more tickets for Wednesday's game. So we'll give those away. But we want to give you opportunity to win tickets for Tuesday's game. So here's what we were going to do. To anybody listening to this audio version, we want you to go ahead and go to either H-Town Wheelhouse or Eric Talk Stros or Locked On Astros tweets of this podcast today, and we want to you to quote tweet it. I can talk, I promise, or retweet it or something with a snippet or something that showed that you have subscribed to Locked On Astros podcast on YouTube. And then we'll go ahead and also use the hashtag Locked On Astros and use the hashtag Astros. And then we'll put you in the qualifications for to get the tickets for Tuesdays. And we'll be doing a drawing sometime around 3 p.m. tomorrow.
And another place that the listeners, those of y'all that are listening via audio, if you want to do this on Instagram as well, you right. can do the same thing. If
Facebook
because
too.
I've talked to people, hey, I have Instagram, I don't have Twitter. If you have Instagram, if you have Facebook and you don't have Instagram or Twitter, go to the Locked On Astros Facebook page, do the same thing. We'll put it on there. You've got to basically share it, use both hashtags, Astros and Locked On Astros, and a screenshot or a snippet of showing that you have subscribed to our YouTube channel. And again, we have, I guess we'll announce tomorrow about our other tickets on Wednesday that we were.
Yeah, we'll do that during tomorrow's show. So yeah, and so yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But yeah, let's definitely go ahead and talk about this weekend. So guys, quote tweet a picture of that you subscribe to, even if you've already subscribed, even if you subscribed since day one, just show us a picture and you'll be entered into the tickets for Tuesday's game. So we want to give back to everybody who's helped us get here. So let's go ahead and move on to Sunday's game. So Framber Valdez was awesome. This was probably his best start in I wouldn't say about a month or so, where he, I know he had that one walk, but he was pretty much on fire. He had the seven innings, shutout innings. And a lot of people were like, well, why don't you just keep him in? Well, you have a rested bullpen, and that Astros went out there and traded for these guys for this situation. It was a 2-run game at that moment. You are going to go to Kendall Graveman 10 out of 10 of those chances. Yes, he gave up a run. This was the first time he faced his former team. And unfortunately, it didn't go right in that situation. He gave up two hits. He gave up the run. Oh, well, he'll be great tomorrow. I'm not worried about Kendall Graveman. Presley, he gave up that home run, and it was a pitch right down the middle. I'm sure even Brett, if you take off maybe 30 miles per hour with that same pitch, he could probably hit a home run off of that pitch because it was right down the middle. And so, and Stanek, that was a bad situation, but it was just overall, I hate extra innings rules, but the Mariners just got the job done late in the game, like you said. And
that is baseball. And I noticed I'm Heel did say, he said, Brett, you got to win as much games as you can, though this late into the season, that's just facts. It's shut up or put up time. And that's true. But right. what you have to remember is that it's not going to be perfection every game. If you have the help of the Giants today, and they did, they came back and beat the A's, that helps you keep a 3.5 game lead. That's still the same lead. So you didn't lose any ground. And again, it was a winnable game. Now, what we hope is KC coming into Houston, we don't have the same flub that we had in KC, that at being at home, being charged up by the hometown crowd, that the Astros continue to swing. I mean, Alvarez is swinging a hot bat. Correa is swinging a hot bat. Diaz is swinging a hot bat. Jake Myers, Jacob Wilson came out of nowhere. I mean, these guys, everybody contributed. Taylor Jones, we can't forget him. Big dude coming on the scene. I mean, there are so many things to focus on that are right with this team. It is easy to focus on the negative, Eric, because when you're doing great things, when you do mess up, it shines bright on those mess ups.
Hey, Brett, you know what? The Astros before today were 63-1 when leading after the eighth inning. So you know what? I'm not going to lose any sleep over this game. It was one game. And you know what? If you don't want to lose any more sleep, what about Molecule Mattress? Tell us a little bit about that.
So when I heard about how elite athletes sleep on a Molecule mattress and call it their best sleep ever, I've had to think about going out and ordering it myself. Now, I'm no elite athlete, although I did score 16 points and I was 3-for-4 from 3-point land tonight. And I had 6 rebounds and 5 assists, But it's not about me. It's about you. Molecule Sleep Scientists literally created the world's most perfect mattress. It's unlike any other mattress in a box. It's cool to the touch, not like other foam mattresses. It has 6 times the airflow of my old mattresses, of your old mattresses, so it keeps us cool at night. It has zone reflex layers that adjust with me and all my weird sleep positions. Like, it doesn't matter who I am or where I'm from or how big I am or how small I am. You can sleep on your Molecule mattress risk-free for 100 nights. If you don't have your deepest, most restorative sleep ever, you can return it. Visit onmolecule.com and save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, save 20% with promo code LOCKEDON at onmolecule.com.
All righty. So I know a lot of people are saying why did you do the whole rotation where you switch people out? Why? What about McCormick? If he's hurt so bad where he can't hit, why don't you put him on IL? Well, it's soreness. I think soreness, Dusty Baker said he was day to day. And when they say day to day, they literally mean he could be good to go tomorrow. He could take like 6 or 7 days. So they really don't know. And they, at this point, they don't want to put him on IL because they don't want to be without him. But today, yeah, it hurt. It hurt him. It hurt the Astros because they ran out of bench players. They had to have Lance McCullers run on third base on second base for Imaldi. Then that took that situation out. And then a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you put Zach Greinke in? Why don't you put our most valuable pitcher out there? And somebody.
Well, are you talking about Lance McCullers?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, who else on the bench did you have? You didn't have anybody.
Right. So, you know, I mean, yeah, McCullers is a little bit younger,
And the reason why Alvarez was pulled is because there was a defensive replacement. So you had to have somebody go in there, and people were upset about that. See, here's the thing. I'm not upset about Dusty's moves this weekend at all. I don't think his moves of pulling people or having, I mean, here's the thing. Extra innings, Altuve gets it with bases loaded. He's got 3 career grand slams, okay? He was trying to go for his fourth. The very first pitch of the at-bat, which I often say, I think he ambushes the first pitch too much. He watched it. It was the best pitch he saw the entire at-bat. Had he rocked that 95-mile-an-hour over two-thirds of the plate fastball about chest high, he hits a double right center every time, scores 2 runs, then you cut the lead to 1. But he waited to get a slider that was hanging, and he didn't get it. Then Brantley gets up behind him and just, I mean, hits the ball. But, I mean, they had their opportunities. So you can't hang a loss like this on Dusty Baker. This was a player's performance. I was talking to someone earlier about this. You win as a team and you lose as a team. And I think I'm learning. I think watching Dusty manage, as frustrating as I get at times, is helping me to be more tempered in my analysis or criticism of what goes on in the field. Because what I'm doing is I'm listening. See, I may be a teacher, but I'm always a student, and I can always grow, and I can always admit when I'm wrong. And I don't think this game was because Dusty did or didn't do something. The Astros just didn't perform. No, it wasn't the umpire. If you don't deserve a win, if your win or loss hangs in the balance because of an umpire, you simply didn't do enough to win. And Ryan Pressly put it on him. He said, this is on me. And those relief pitchers, they take a lot of care in what they do on the mound, and they just didn't get it done. So it just, they failed in all facets of the game. They left a lot of guys in scoring position. And I believe in this series, they were 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts with bases loaded until Brantley got up. So they were 0 for 5. Yeah. So when you're 0 for 5 with bases loaded, you're not going to score runs.
So I know that this is kind of talking about Saturday's game, but I do want to do this.
Thoughts by Dusty.
Okay, so this is Dusty Baker was asked if back-to-back blowout wins indicates to him that the Astros have bounced back from a rough patch, or does he need to see more? So this is what he had to say. As a manager, you always want to see some more. I'll take more and more. And more and more. That rough patch is behind us now. Dusty, you spoke too soon because the rough patch really hit you in the 10th inning today. But Dusty Baker, after today's game, he said, boy, like I said, that was a tough game to swallow. And then also this was on Urquidy, Jose Urquidy. He said, I certainly want to get him back as soon as possible, but I don't want him back only to go 4 or 5 innings. And that's puts a lot of pressure on the bullpen. I've already got two guys who are basically 5-inning guys in Luis Garcia and Jake Odorizzi. We need potentially a 7-inning guy. So in other words, hold your horses, Urquidy. You need to take your time. And speaking of which, James Click came on Sports Talk 790 and said that he's hoping to have Alex Bregman back in the lineup very soon. And I know that Alex Bregman's playing in Sugarland Skeeter lineup tonight, and he's expecting to play in the lineup tomorrow. And yeah, they're trying to see how well he responds to playing back-to-back games. So what does that mean? I don't know if he's going to be back in his homestand, or we were talking about this in the Spotify green room earlier. I think that they'll probably wait till the road trip, but we'll see how he, and Click says, we'll see how he feels and have a conversation, see where he's at after the back-to-back game. So that'll be a big back, get back.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things we haven't talked about, I know we, you look at all of the failures of the bullpen today, and I say failures, the missteps, the missed pitches, but Brooks Raley, dude, Brooks Raley came back, 2 more strikeouts today. He basically, I mean, he has been really lights out these last few games. I mean, he had the one inning the other day where he got 3 Ks, and I still haven't done it, but I think I'm going to make a little Brooks Raley tribute, make him my secret pitcher of the week, kind of make a little graphic there, have some fun with that. But Brooks Raley's slider, dude, is working, and right, it looks good. And so you've got to give credit where credit is due. And, I mean, I know he we're talking about
up to after that.
He did. He dude like, showed yeah, emotion. Yeah, he's like, he's out there like Tiger Woods fist pumping it. And, I mean, there are, like I said, there are a lot more things to be happy about than to be upset about. And at the end of the day, yes, I did see a quote. I am Heel says, yeah, but, you know, Dusty Baker making moves here and there, he is inconsistent. Here's the thing. I think he's unorthodox and he's old school. And this is something I've learned being someone who follows the Astros literally every single play, is when you pay attention to it so closely, everything seems bigger than it is. I think this team has outperformed any mistakes managerially that Dusty has made. In other words, I don't think Dusty's, he obviously hasn't been the detriment. They've got the second best record in the AL. You see what I'm saying? But because we win, because we have such a high powered offense, when he does pull somebody or when he puts somebody in and they mess up, it's like, whoa, Dusty did that. And so I think the days of me blaming Dusty for losses are probably gone. I think I've grown in that area, but I still don't believe or trust that he makes the best decisions all the time. I mean, that's my opinion. Yeah, you would think I always agree with everything he does. I just don't. I mean, but I'm also not a major league manager, so who am I, right?
All right, so Ryan Pressly says, this one's on me. I'll take this loss. The boys went out there and grinded, and they put us in a situation to win. I just didn't do my job. This loss is totally on me. I should have gone out there and done a better job. I made one mistake, and he capitalized on it. Yes, Pressly normally does not leave a fastball right down the middle, and it's just like the look on his face. You just wanted to give him a Built Bar and say, look, Ryan, it's going to be okay. Just have a Built Bar. Everything's going to be fine.
That's right. So Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the business. And let me tell you something. If you are on Twitter and you follow me, then you saw the picture of my refrigerator door full of Built Bars. We have just about every flavor you can have. They've got coconut, cherry barquilla, raspberry, mint chocolate chip. I mean, double chocolate, salted caramel, grasshopper cookie, raspberry. The sky's the limit. It is so good that the USA track and field team also consumes this bar. I myself am literally, this is part of my plan. I am in a workout plan. I'm counting my, I'm looking at my macros and everything, and it fits perfectly. And I'm down almost 5 pounds, and Built Bar is a part of my success. It's not the reason, but it is a piece of the pie. It is a tool that I'm using to help get in shape. 17 to 18 grams of protein. ranging from 130 to 180 calories and only 45 grams of sugar, 45 grams of net carbs. And I'll end this ad segment with this. I met someone this weekend at the game who listened to the show, and she said, "I don't believe you." She goes, "There's no way that those Built Bars are that good." I said, "I promise you they are." And I am not lying. H-Town Wheelhouse, go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15. Get 15% off your order at built.com.
So it sounds like you're betting on those Built Bars. So kind of like going to betonline.ag.
Yes, you betonline.ag. They are the online sportsbook experts, Eric. And there where you go, the gridiron football season is starting. Hey, the Texans are 2-0 in preseason. I think they might be going to the Super Bowl. Maybe not. Okay, I get ahead of myself. But go to BetOnline, the number one for pro and college football action, less than 30 days away. And get this. They include online biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website, listen to their, they have changed their promo, bro. Sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. Oh my gosh, 100%. So 100% of what you give to them up to a certain amount, they match 100%. So you basically get double what you put in. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on Thursday, September 9th, season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the GOAT Tom Brady and the Dallas Cowboys. If you lose your wager, you'll be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up using the promo code NFL20. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait, but take advantage of the great offers available today. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Use a promo code Locked On.
All righty. I think it's getting pretty close to time to do our little magic giveaway for tomorrow's game versus the Royals. And hopefully Astros be playing a little bit better versus the Royals. And I know that we've had some Astros killers over the years. And one of them is Albert Pujols, who has a lot of home runs versus the Astros. So the tonight's trivia question is, Kyle Seager had another home run tonight. How many career home runs has Kyle Seager hit against the Astros? And the first person put in the chat will win the tickets to tomorrow's Astros game. But you have to be able to go to that game.
Two tickets. Two. You have to be able to attend. The first person to put the number of home runs that Kyle Seager has hit against the Houston Astros, and you're going to tomorrow night's victory against the Kansas City Royals. Don't say yes or no until we get it, right? I mean, do you want to? Okay.
All right. So I ain't saying anything. So, Kyle Seager, I think I even said that before the series. Kyle Seager is just going to crush the Astros. And I know people are going to baseball resource or something to look real quick. But it's crazy just how good this guy has played against the Astros. You would think, I don't know how old he is, but you would think that he would just go and the Astros go and try to trade for him next and during offseason or try to sign him just so
right. He
can stop hitting.
But only vote if you can go. Don't vote if you can't go. Thomas said I'm in close. California.
There's some close votes, but not there's yeah. No one really close. Big Man Clark. Close. I'm gonna say that you're off by a few. Just a few.
Big Man Clark is off by a few. That is actually Big Man Clark. You're not even close, brother. This is North Pole. You're in the South Pole. We got some people. Look at the first couple guesses. They are kind of close.
Yes.
Come on, let's go.
All righty. So, that was a – I know – I think we need to talk about Carlos Correa's two tickets to tomorrow's games. And it's not – it's – guys, it's – he's been killing the Astros for many years.
Think about this. Kyle Seager has played the Astros a lot in their division. So he has a lot of home runs against the Houston Astros in his career. The mostest.
The second mostest, I guess we should say. But anyway.
Should we tell him who's the closest?
So
you have to, David, give me a specific number.
Yes.
You can't use tens. Can't go 20, 30, 40s. Got to give me a number. Give me a number, David.
So anyway.
Let's see what we got. Anyways,
Astros scored 10 or more runs in consecutive games for the second time this season. Other time was June 23rd and the 24th. So that was crazy. And I believe we do have a winner. It is I'm Heal. So I'm Heal guessed it right. Kyle Seager has 30 career home runs against the Astros. And so that is a scary thought. He is now second all time to Albert Pujols. I think Albert Pujols has 62 and with six postseason home runs as well. No, Fernando, that's a little bit off. So
it was 30. So he had 30. I'm Heal. Send me, put your email in the chat. I'll write it down and I'll forward you the tickets this evening before
and really leave. Quickly, for the people listening to audio version, you can still have a chance to win tickets to Tuesday's game. All you have to do is quote tweet. We're going to put out the audio version to this show later, or Instagram or Facebook. All you have to do is just send us a picture or snippet or snap a screenshot that you are subscribed to the Locked On Astros on YouTube. So we want to get you to go to Tuesday's game away as well. And we will have some other tickets for Wednesday's game. We'll actually have six to give away, so we'll figure out how to do that as well. So anyway, let's get back to this. So the Astro Presley has only given up four home runs this year. This was just by far the biggest one he's did, and he said it was up the middle, it was right down the middle, and he capitalized it. Sometimes they foul that ball back, sometimes they pop it up. Obviously he got a pitch he can handle, he barreled it up, and it was a home run. So it just was a bad situation. But I will tell you, Jacob Wilson, he kind of has a small place in my heart after what he did on Saturday. I know I'm not starting a fan club or anything, but
he's starting a Robel Wilson fan club.
No, at the game, I saw like a glimpse of Tyler White, especially with him wearing the number 13 and running third base, like a triple and everything. But that was awesome. And Dusty Baker also says that Kyle Tucker hopefully can join us midweek. I think that's his timetable. We certainly miss him. Tuck is a future all-star, and he's definitely feeling a lot better. So if he can be back by Wednesday, that could be a big part of his lineup. And if Bregman's back, that's going to be big. But that also means that Wilson is probably going to be going back down to AAA. He does have three options, so that means that he can be going down. But unfortunately, unless Chaz McCormick goes on the IL, that means our boy Taylor Jones is likely on his way down as well, or Jake Meyer. But Jake Myers.
Yeah, I think you've got to keep Jake Myers up. I mean, Taylor Jones has been studding out, but I think Jake Myers has way more value in center field, to be honest. I just don't think there's anywhere on the field. Hey, get this. I just got a DM from Bobby Dynamite, the guy who runs the train at Minute Maid Park. He said after the homestand, he'll come on the show. So we'll get to talk to Bobby Dynamite, the train conductor at Minute Maid Park. That's exciting, dude.
Yeah. So TC says there's no way you can send down Meyer. So yeah, I agree. So I think Taylor Jones is going to have to go down. And by the way, Jose Altuve had a four hit game on Saturday. And so that was his 31st four hit game of his career. Second most in Astros history. Of course, it was Craig Biggio. He has a franchise record with 34. And according to MLB stats, the 31 four-hit games are the most in MLB in the last 10 years. So Altuve is making history still. And so that's awesome. And Taylor Jones, he almost had a cycle.
You want to say it for the cycle? Yeah, he was a single away. Like, usually the easiest hit in the cycle to get is the single. And he was one single away. And Julie Morales, after the game, asked him, were you thinking about it? He said, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't thinking about it. Because that is a difficult feat to do. Dude, we got to give props to Miggy, man. Miguel Cabrera hit his 500th home run this weekend.
Altuve had a quote on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Do you have that fired up?
Yeah, obviously he's probably one of the best right-hand hitters ever. He's going to get to 3,000 hits pretty soon. But to get to 500 and 3,000, not everybody does that. I'm happy for him. He's a great guy and put a lot of effort to get to his point he is right now. So, yeah, I know they're best friends and everything. So that's pretty cool to see him do that. And I don't know how Brian McTaggart got that done in the middle of a game. But that was pretty cool that he got that interview. But Jake Odorizzi, he pitched another great game. I know that you're saying, oh, that's because Martin Maldonado was back behind the plate. But 5 2/3 innings, he had 4 hits, 1 earned run, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts, 100 pitches, 64 strikes. His ERA was lowered to 4.52. So for the first time, 100 pitches. I can't remember the last time we've seen Jake Odorizzi as Astro throw 100 pitches. So I was pretty impressed with that. And so overall, the Astros were doing pretty good. And I'm just really excited to see what this Astros team can do. And so we'll see what happens. But I think all the eyes are kind of looking at Chaz McCormick, because I know Jake Meyers is hitting the ball well, but Chaz McCormick has become one of the big bats on the team. So hopefully they can get him back in there. But what's really was weird about, I think it was Friday's game against Kikuchi, is the fact that the Astros put 13 balls in play and 2.2 innings against him. 8 of them were hit 100 miles per hour or harder. And I think Yuli said that his velocity looked like it was down a little bit. So the Astros had no issue getting to him. So, Lance McCullers threw, what was it, 3-4 no-hit innings or something like that. And I was like, is this my chance? I can finally be at a no-hitter. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then Kyle Seager came up, and you can ask Brett. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put my hat down. I don't want to watch this. And
yeah, that's right. You did want to watch it. And all of a sudden, he jacks
one. I knew it was going to happen, because it's Corey, it's Kyle freaking Seager. And I just, right? I didn't want to, I knew that was going to happen. And so, but fortunately, the Astros are going to be playing home against the Royals. So I think it's going to be a much better situation. And I know a lot of people are just now tuning into YouTube. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe and listen back to try to win tickets to Tuesday's game. And guys, continue listening to the audio version. And we have ways to win tickets for Tuesday's game. So I think that's all we got, unless you got anything else.
No, man, I just think we just need to keep our heads up. We got a 3.5 game lead in the West. We do need to win. It is important. I would like to catch the Tampa Bay Rays. I think your next goal is to focus on getting more wins in the Rays, because you want that home field advantage. And so that's important to me. I don't know if the team's focused on that, but I think as a commentator and a fan, I think that would be to their advantage.
Yeah, I agree. And on the mound, it's going to be, who is it? Reload. It's going to be a rematch of Daniel Lynch versus Zach Greinke. So we'll see if it's Tom Glavine again versus Zach Greinke, because that's what it was last time. So I know we all know how good Zach Greinke can be, but Daniel Lynch was pretty good versus the Astros last time. So we'll have to see what the situation is, and hopefully it's a better outcome. And that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. And betting on the Astros doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast hosted, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. And make sure you go back and listen to how you can win tickets to Tuesday's game. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Locked On Astros podcast.